Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to conference call to analyze results concerning the fourth quarter 2014 for Ouro Fino Saúde Animal. Today with us, we have Mr. Dorival Colaço Neto, CEO, and Mr. Fabio Lopes Júnior, CFO and IR officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated into English, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's remarks. After that, we will start a Q&A session when more information will be provided. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach an operator. The audio and slides of this conference are being presented simultaneously on our website at ir.ourofino.com. At this URL, you will identify a banner under the title Webcast 4Q14, which will take you to the platform with the presentation. Before moving on, we'd like to mention that forward-looking statements made during this conference call concerning the company's business outlook and also operating and financial goals are based on the company's assumptions and also on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks and uncertainties because they refer to future events, and those circumstances may not materialize. Investors should have in mind that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors might affect the company's future performance and therefore affect the results presented in this forward-looking statement. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Dorival Colaço, who will start the presentation. You have the floor, sir. Please carry on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you all for participating in our conference call to analyze results for the fourth quarter 2014 and the year 2014. A special thanks to investors and analysts who believe in our business. Thank you very much. The year 2014 was, without a doubt, one of the most important in the history of Ouro Fino. It represented the consolidation of several efforts from the management and also operating improvements and also advances in corporate governance. All of that culminated in the IPO in October, the only IPO to take place in Brazil in the year. Among the main efforts and advances, we may highlight the launch of 10 new products, the go-live of SAP in the beginning of the year, the spin-off, which resulted in a new organizational structure for animal health, and the creation of several committees, including audit, statutory, innovation, and human resources. With resources coming from the IPO, we are prepared for the development of a new growth cycle. We believe in a scenario of growing acceptance to technology to increase productivity of production animals and of strong growth in the industry of companion animals, boosted by a strengthening of the emotional character in the relationship with those animals. We'll carry on executing our strategic plan, and we always be focused on environmental changes and possible opportunities that might add value to our business. Our team is highly motivated and committed to this new growth cycle. I now turn the floor over to our CFO and IRO, Fabio Lopes, who will comment on the results for the fourth quarter and the year 2014.
Thank you, Dorival. Good afternoon, everyone. Just to reinforce Dorival's words, in what concerns the relationship with the market, the company reinforces its commitment to make a credible work to meet the expectations and solidify a close relationship with our investors and clients. In 2014, our results were in line with our plan. We managed to reach our goals, growing in sales, in EBITDA, and also getting an increase in EBITDA margin. On slide number 3, we show the growth of our net revenue from sales by 12.6% in the year, from 384 million reais in 2013 to 432 million reais in 2014. The fourth quarter saw a net revenue of 135 million reais, practically flat when compared to 136 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2013. On that slide, we also show the contribution coming from segments from production animals, companion animals, and international operations. In the year, the segment of production animals accounted for 80% of our net revenue in 2014, as compared to 82% in 2013. Companion animals accounted for 14% in 2014, as compared to 12% in 2013. And the segment under international operations accounted for 6% both in 2013 and 2014. It's worth mentioning that the contribution coming from companion animals has its growth in line with our strategic expectations, which are to reach a higher number of sales points through our vendors and also an increase in our portfolio of products. On slide number 4, we have a breakdown of the net revenue for each one of our business segments. Under production animals, our net revenues moved from 315 million reais in 2014 to 346 million reais in 2014, an increase of 9.8%, which reflects the company's capacity to grow despite the impact of the suspension starting in May 2014 of sales of ivermectin-based products from the Ministry of Agriculture, which affected the market as a whole. In response, the company repositioned products of that line and expanded its portfolio with 7 new products, which were launched in the second half of last year. In the fourth quarter 2014, our net revenue was 106 million reais, a 9.2% drop when compared to the same period of 2013, when we had a very strong quarter. As for companion animals, net revenues for the fourth quarter grew 16%, moving from 17.5 million reais. Besides, the accumulated numbers for 2014 showed a strong growth of 29.2%, moving from 49 million reais to 59.3 million reais. As it was said, that level of growth reflects the company's strategy to expand in the segment with a focus on sales points, reinforced by the launch of new products of the antiparasitic line at the end of 2013 and at the end of 2014. Under the international operation segments, we had an increase of 139% in revenue in the fourth quarter 2014 when compared to the same period of last year, reaching 11 million reais. In the year, there was a growth of 17%, moving from 22 million reais in 2013 to 26.7 million reais in 2014, mainly driven by a growth in the Mexican and Colombian markets, also in line with our growth strategy. On slide number 5, we'll see a breakdown gross profit and SG&A. In the first quarter 2014, gross profit grew 2.9%, reaching 77.6 million reais, with a margin gain of 2.2 percentage points over net revenue. As a result of an increase in sales in companion animals and external markets. In 2014, gross profit reached 260.3 million reais, up 10.8% when compared to 2013, when it was at 234.9 million reais. Gross margin in the same period reached 60.2%, a drop of 1 percentage point when compared to the margin seen in 2013, which was 61.2%. That reduction It can be attributed to a less favorable product mix in the production animal segment, which was partially offset by the strong growth in sales in the companion animals segment. As for SG&A, we saw a drop of 2.2% when we analyzed quarters, moving from 50.9 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2013 to 49.8 million reais in the same period in 2014. In the year, SG&A reached 179.6 million reais, an increase of 10.7%. When we compare the increase of 12.6% in net revenue, we can see a 0.8% dilution. On slide page number 6, as we analyze the fourth quarter, we see a growth of 13.3% in adjusted EBITDA, moving to 32.4 million reais. Adjusted EBITDA margin increased 3 percentage points, reaching 23.9%. Those results arise from an increase in gross profit and a dilution in SG&A, as seen before. The adjusted EBITDA increased 15.4% in the year, evolving from 85.1 million reais in 2013 to 98.2 million reais in 2014. The adjusted EBITDA margin grew 0.5%, reaching 22.7% in the yearly results. Those margins reinforce the results of our initiatives throughout the year. On slide number 7, we see the net financial expense, IR and CS expenses, and the adjusted net profit from continued operations. Financial expenses had an important reduction of 58.3% in the fourth quarter of 2014 when compared to the same period of last year, 2013, which can be explained by the volume of resources in cash and the IPO. In the year 2014, there was an increase in financial expense by 31%. The volume reached 11.4 million reais due to an increase in the working capital index to CDI. Besides, there was an increase of 3 percentage points throughout 2014 in the CDI. Those index lines are being settled eliminated in 2015 with part of the funds captured during the IPO. As for income tax and social contribution, they were higher in 2014 because in 2013 there were compensations of losses for discontinued operations. Our effective rate concerning to profit before taxes was 22% in 2014 as compared to 9% in 2013. In the fourth quarter of 2014, profits from continued operations dropped 5.1%, moving down to 20.3 million reais. In the year 2014, the adjusted profit for continued operations dropped 5.4%, reaching 54.2 million reais. Net profit was impacted by a higher net financial expense and also a higher rate for income tax and social contribution, as explained above. On slide 8, we see our deleveraging with funds from the IPO. In 2014, net debt represented 0.43 times the equity, as compared to 0.9 times in 2013. Net debt over EBITDA dropped from 2.2 times in 2013 to 1.46 times in 2014. As for debt aging, we still have a reflection of the short-term debt of 53 million reais, which is indexed to CDI, which has been settled in 2015, as explained in the previous slide. Besides, there are 107 million reais in new funds from FINEPI, contracted in December 2014, and which have a grace period of 3 years, on top of 6 years for amortization with prefixed interest at 4% a year. The first installment took place in March 2015. On slide number 9, we see the CAPEX for 2014. The company finished its biotech research center in line with the strategic plan for growing and in the biologicals market. It also finalized the second wave of investments in SAP, besides investing in research for new products. And as for the maintenance CAPEX, investments were kept in line with the company's track record. On page 10, we see our investment in R&D. In 2014, Ourofino continued investing the equivalent of 6% of its net revenue in R&D, amounting to 27 million reais. Out of that, total 12.8 million reais make up the CAPEX previously mentioned. On page 11, we highlight the results of those investments in R&D, listing the launches for 2014. We're talking about 10 new launches, more than the 6 we had planned, and in several therapeutic classes, which shows a diversification of our portfolio. On page 12, we see that the daily performance of our shares since the IPO until the end of 2014. The share, the IPO, was at 27 reais, and then on December 31st, we closed the day at 30 reais 68 cents, a growth of 13.6%. As a comparison, the Ibovespa dropped 7.1% in the same period. On slide 13, we have the recent events section. I present a summary of information for the green shoe exercise, which took place in November 18, 2014. 2.02 million shares were issued, common shares were issued, so our capital is now split off in 53,942,207 shares. An increase in supplementary capital in green shoe amounted to 54.5 million reais. The company distribution now is the following. Founding shareholders with 55%, administrators with 3%, and free float at 42% stake. Another recent event which was also of note was the legal decision to suspend the IN-13. On March 24, 2015, a court decision anticipated the effect of the action proposed by Sindan. To the extent of annulling the application of the IN-13. Because of that decision, we will not be able to produce and sell the following products, Master LP, ABBA LA, and IVA LA. We are still trying to measure the possible impact of that in the company's results. In closing, on page 14, we'd like to emphasize our annual growth in net revenue, which was of approximately 13%, our growth in adjusted EBITDA of more than 15%, and the launch of 10 new products. Besides, and emphasizing what was said by Bolivar, we had the go-live of SAP. We promoted a spin-off of the company, which resulted in a new structure for the company under the health, animal health, and conducted IPO. All those projects were conducted with success and were influenced by important events such as the World Cup, the presidential elections, and other factors which provoked instability in the economy. For 2015, we are still motivated to continue looking for our goals with determination, credibility, and agility. We will keep carrying our strategy of being ever closer to our clients, identifying their needs, and creating products and providing solutions which will increase their productivity in terms of production animals and that will protect companion animals. Thank you all for your attention and thank you for your trust. Thank you. We'll now have the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any point your questions answered, you may remove your question by pressing the pound sign. Questions will be answered as they arise. Please stand by while we collect the questions. Mr. Joseph Chidana from J.P. Morgan has a question. Good afternoon, Fabio and Bolivar. Thank you for the call. In terms of market, what do you see going forward, especially considering the high foreign exchange rate for the strong dollar? What do you see in terms of transferring price to the industry? I imagine that your competitors are big importers of their own portfolio. So what kind of impact will the foreign exchange will have for exports and also in Mexico, please? Domestic and exports, please. In January and February 2015, we transferred our product at an average of 8%. 6% in terms of exports and 2% because of the foreign exchange rate. We'll be paying attention in the coming months to those fluctuations. If we have to, we will conduct a new adjustment in the beginning of the second half. We are monitoring our competitors. Most of them are multinationals, as you said, and they're also transferring their prices to try to recover their margins because of the fluctuation in the dollar. Thank you. Do you have any idea of the magnitude, the increase from the competitors? Between 8 and 10%. Looking at the beginning of the year, what do you see in terms of demand for products in this beginning of the year? Farmers, cattle growers, are they more prudent and more cautious, or would you say that the foreign exchange rate is helping them in terms of exports? We are now closing the data for the first quarter, and we do not see a decrease in demand for our products. Farmers, as you said, they all are also being favored on their export arms. So we have not seen anything that would challenge our expectations in terms of the beginning of the year. Thank you, Fabi. Mrs. Giovanna Araujo from Itaú BBA has a question. Good afternoon, Fabio. Congratulations on your results. I'd like you to give us some more color concerning the year 2015. Yeah. How do you see growth perspectives by line of business, margins, contribution, the comeback of those three products which have been suspended? If you could talk about your pipeline as well for 2015. That's basically what I had to ask. Good afternoon, Giovanna. We have an expectation to keep growing on our both sides of the business above market. We have positive expectations for 2015. As you said, we have those products coming back to our portfolio. Those are important products for the company. But we made important decisions as of June when that first happened. We repositioned several products. We offered new treatment products for cattle breeders. But of course, when we have those products back, especially the master LP, that's of course very important for 2015. And that reinforces our expectations of having a good year in 2015. In other words, we plan to continue growing above market. Okay, and could you talk a bit about innovation pipeline? What do you expect for 2015? Any new products? Giovanna, this is Dorival. Within our innovation plan, we have for this year about 7 new products. 7. Two connected to pets, companion animals, and 5 for production animals. Those are aimed at filling a few gaps that we have in some areas where we operate. But that is totally in line with our plan. To give an idea, in this first quarter, we have launched 3 new products already for large animals. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dorival. Mr. Rodrigo Coelho from Bradesco will make a question now. Good afternoon, Dorival, Fabio. I'd like you to please talk a little bit about ivermectin. I understand you have not measured the impact. It's a recent decision. My question is, do you still have that product in inventory? And if you have any initial estimate of when you could actually resume sales, is it an immediate action or response? And you also mentioned that part of the concentrated ivermectin was replaced by the diluted version. So the question is, should we expect a reaction from cattle breeders to go back to using the concentrated product? Would it be more interesting for farmers to use the concentrated product or not? Thank you. Hi. Orofino's management, the supply people, and the marketing people, everybody's working to be able to resume sales of a concentrated ivermectin as soon as possible. We have already started selling that product this month. We have redirected part of the inventory we had to the international market to meet that we had directed to the international market to meet our local demand. So in April and May, we should expect those sales to increase. I give the floor to Bolivar now. As for the replacement of the concentrated form by the diluted form, what we did was we conducted a program where we repositioned the use, fostering the responsible use of ivermectin. The idea was to eliminate parasites in a responsible way. So that's what we recommended, to use the diluted ivermectin when it's needed. Now that we're going to resume the concentrated version, the idea is to provide a more comfortable position for the farmer to use the product in a more intelligent, adequate way. A second question. Could you explain a bit how have you benefited from the price of cattle in the previous month? Do you see an additional demand for your product, especially in the reproductive front? Since farmers want to increase the productivity of meat. Yes, we believe there will be a faster adoption of technology. And as you said, the reproductive line is where we see a larger growth. And that happened in 2014, and we believe that will be replicated in 2015 and 2016. The price of meat, As we say, of course, helps companies which innovate. So when we have the farmer using more products and we have a faster cycle, so it all points to a growth in demand for our products as the price of meat goes up. Okay, thank you, and congratulations on your results. Mr. Mark de Carvalho Monte from Banco do Brasil has a question. Good afternoon, Dorival, Fabio. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on your results. And foot and mouth disease Is it part of the mix of products of the company, foot and mouth disease? It represents about 8% of our sales. 8% of our revenue comes from products to fight foot and mouth disease. When we had the suspension of that legal decision, do you expect to expand your market share? And how do you see that going forward? Can you expand and keep the market share for that product as you've been doing with other products in your portfolio? Marcio, we do not believe in an expansion of market share. The production cycle for that product is very long, and the productive capacity of Orofino is to put out from $36 to $40 million a year. We do not aim at increasing the capacity of that product. Our growth drive is for biologicals, but for other products, not for the product to fight foot and mouth disease. Okay, thank you. As for antibiotics, we had a launch of a new product from the competition with natural oils. Does it compete directly with any of your products? That type of product is used as adjunct or additive for the agro industry. So those are products which are more sustainable, if you will. But when you introduce that type of product, you need time for people to accept it. So results also take a long time to emerge when compared to the consolidated technology that we have. That's a front we are paying close attention to. We are working towards including that in our pipeline. The idea is to have increasingly more sustainable products with more natural characteristics, of course. So as I understand, right now, that's under development. And this product I mentioned does not directly affect your expectations. Am I correct? Yes, you are correct. Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, press star 1. If you have a question, press star 1. Thank you. This concludes the Q&A session. At this time, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Bolivar Corazzi for his closing remark. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for participating on this conference call. Thank you all for your attention, your trust in our work, and emphasize that we are focused on delivering increasingly higher results. It is a competitive market, but we are proud to be part of such a successful company. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. The conference call for Orofino's fourth quarter results is now over. You may now disconnect your lines.